This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
From the TGO Media World Headquarters, this is TGO Radio. I'm Brian. Sitting across from me is Jeff.
Hello.
Other end of the house producing on this Sunday afternoon is Doug Reacharound. It was supposed to be Thursday, and the power went out, and then Jeff went home from work instead of coming here. Then the power probably came back on the second you pulled into your driveway. So,
yep. Here we are.
And here recording
we are on the Lord's Day.
On a Sunday.
On the Lord's Day.
We have come,
I skipped church for this.
We have come to blaspheme for hours and hours today. Because I think we're doing two shows today, right? This is going to be the first time we've ever had a new show so close to New Year's.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
like
true.
In our 16-year history,
yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 16 and a half years, by the way.
16 and a half years, few hundred episodes.
Yes. 200. 200. Should
That's
be
a few hundred. Oh.
By the way, I got some for that. I spaced on the whole, but now. It's.
Well, it had to come out both sides.
You got one from each side.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Ooh.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you eat?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell on the way over?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Let's see. This is not anything I've actually completed or... It's sitting in an unedited file right now, so I don't have... It's not even an MP3 right now. It's just sitting...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Okay, I think this might be just part one of the farts of 2021.
Jesus Christ.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I am telling you, that is going to be so foul. Are these all me?
Yeah. What a dumb question. Are they all you? Of course they're all you.
Well, you fucking fart too.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was the first one again. I'm sorry. Again, it's an Audacity file. You're unbelievable, man.
Those get picked up well on the mic.
I know. Yeah. They're great.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Add that to the collection. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, they echo so well off these chairs.
Really do. You got like a metal folding chair over there. Yep. And it just fucking rattles right off that bad boy.
Good. Your little emphasis on the end of that one.
Right, like the beginning of a Steely Dan song.
Like that. All of a sudden, it stops. You hear, dude.
That one was off the charts.
Yes, I know. Fucking volume to it, depth.
Start calling you Johnny Depth.
Oh shit, Johnny Depp. That's my porn name.
Yeah. Hang on, sorry, we just had
holy
that one.
Shit.
Sorry, start calling you Johnny Depp.
Damn, I gotta fucking take a piss.
I gotta shit.
Shit. I knew I should have went before we started. Ah.
Oh, yeah. That one told a story.
It was tight.
There's nothing tight coming out.
That is a straight asshole right there. A virgin butt, buddy. Oh, they're getting bigger.
Nice. Nice.
Fuller.
Yeah. Really
wetter.
It's a sequel nobody wants to see.
Oof. God damn. Oh, that's rancid. Wait till that fucking wafts over there.
Oh, that is the farts of 2021.
Very nice. Very nice. We're not done yet. Almost. Close.
Oh, shit. I'm glad you farted and made me think of that, because I hadn't thought of that. I've been piecing that together all season.
Nice. That's good. I like that.
Shit. Anyway.
Well.
Get two new episodes recorded today. Get these fuckers knocked out.
Yeah. Entertain these people over the holidays.
You fucking hate right.
You know, all two of you. Two.
Two? Two? Like I told you, near as I can tell, it's a large room full of people.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Hi, Casey.
American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Two?
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 He's fucking indignant.
Damn, I love that. He's so mad at that. So angry.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to be heard. It's like 2 a.m. Fuck, you even doing those station IDs for, if you're going to be on at 2 a.m.? Fuck you. Do your own station IDs. God damn. My favorite thing in the world right now is the story I saw yesterday of the 22-year-old girl that's trapped in the body of an 8-year-old.
I saw something about that, but I don't know what it's about.
And she says she can't date because all she attracts is perverts.
Right. The headline here, only creeps want to date me. Right.
Right. And priests.
And priests, yeah. Well, she's female, so.
Well, you know, there was a little bit of that going on, but no, mostly it was boy fucking, you know.
Priests prefer the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And I pulled up the article this morning, and there was a video, which we're going to watch now. I watched about the first 30 seconds and texted Jeff, and I went, this is fucking gold.
So TLC's doing a documentary about her?
That's what it sounded like. If you scroll down a little bit, they're going to have the name of it. TLC documentary. I am Shauna Ray. And she's 22, and they explain how it happened.
Yeah.
But she is in the body of an 8-year-old. And she's 22, and...
Sounds like some 1960s sitcom. On right after, you know, between Bewitched and Gilligan's Island.
My mom, the 8-year-old.
Yeah, right, there you go.
If you were to look at me, you would think I'm just a normal little girl doing normal little girl things with my fun and crazy family.
I have no clue what lane you're in.
Because you're supposed to sit up.
I am sitting up.
I still can't
see you on the dashboard.
But the truth is, I'm not a little girl.
Yeah.
I'm a woman.
Okay, so...
A 22-year-old woman.
Oh, hang on.
Here's the first thing I wanted to. I think what gives it away are the crow's feet.
Are they
big bags under her fucking eyes?
Jesus Christ!
No 8-year-old's face ever looks like Johnny Depp
in
fucking Edward Scissorhands. She's got crow's feet and fucking big bags under her eyes, and
Jesus Christ.
Look at her smoking. Oh, my God.
But the truth is, I'm not a little girl. I'm a woman. A 22-year-old woman. Stuck in the body.
She's standing on a fucking chair to do her makeup.
An 8-year-old.
We can't have children at the bar.
I want to get a tattoo.
How old are you?
There is an age requirement.
I'm 22.
So the whole show's going to be her going places that she shouldn't be, that kids shouldn't be, and that's going to be the whole fucking show.
Thrilling.
I mean, you know.
She'd probably have a stupendous career in porn. Don't you think?
Jeff, how hard can a guy get? We're going to figure out during this clip from me. You couldn't pay her enough to do it. Like she could be minting money in porn.
Photo was just taken last year.
So in a high chair. It was her 21st birthday.
Yeah. It was her 18th.
They put her in a high chair before they gave her booze so she didn't fall out crack her head on the floor.
Children at the bar.
I want to get a tattoo.
How old are you?
There is an age requirement.
I'm 22.
Shauna was 6 months old when we found out she had brain cancer.
My pituitary gland was rendered almost dormant because of the chemotherapy.
But you can't.
The doctor told me I was done growing. My bones refused. And my height is 3 feet and 10 inches.
All right, first of all, you want to date this girl.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. All right. First of all, she's eating off the kids' menu. That's the first thing.
Yeah. Cheap date. Yep.
You take her out for clothes. It's kids, you know.
Yep.
It's fucking kids are us.
Granimals,
right?
Man, mix she, and match.
Fucking, I mean, and you can treat her like your daughter in public because she'll get super mad at you, which will be even funnier.
Yep.
Because it's just like a little midget getting mad at you. Yep. You're just kind of like, you know, that kind of thing. And
your hand out while they're trying to swing at you.
Exactly. And also, not for nothing, probably the tightest pussy on that coast, on that half of the country. I mean,
she said she's a woman and she smokes and drinks, so
well,
she's banging too.
Dude.
No?
Could you get hard for that girl? She looks like an 8-year-old. Could you get hard for it?
You're the expert here.
Dude.
Now we'd like to go to Brian for in-depth analysis on
this. Oh, I wish I could give you some in-depth analysis. Half hard at best. And that's with it being in her mouth. Now the thing is...
You'd have to have it to keep that squeaky fucking voice quiet.
Oh, just shut the fuck up. And also, by the way...
Here, you ever tasted tube socks before? You suck on these for about another 10 minutes or so, will you? And just shut up.
I found a baby sock at Meijer one time, like a baby sock. And I texted my girl at the time, and I go, "This is a cock sock. I'm taking this home, and this is going to be a cock sock."
Speaking of that, at the family Christmas party last night.
Speaking of cock socks?
No, listen, look at this. This is fucking hilarious. I don't know where this came from, but this was floating around.
God, that tastes good. Fuck you.
At
my buddy.
That thing right there in front of my sister was floating around the house last night. So I'm sitting in a chair like this, and she's sitting over here, and I grabbed that thing and I set it in front of her. Well, she had a bottle of root beer or something that was sitting right next to it, and she's talking to the people over here, and she reached around to grab that bottle of root beer and grab that fucking dick, and the whole place just fucking melted. It was hilarious. She fucking grabbed that and turned around and went to put it to her mouth, and she's like, oh my God.
Even better. Hilarious. So, you have to be a stone cold predator to get full hard on for this girl.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that pussy. I don't understand. It just can't be. I need, like midgets, I need to see how that happens.
How that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because unlike a midget, she's got, like, proper arm, like, she can wipe, like she can clean her ass.
Yeah.
But, like, a midget's got little fucking T-Rex arms, and they can't fucking clean themselves right.
Bidet.
But this little fucking, no, it's Sunday. See what I did?
Yeah, I do.
But this little fucking, she's 22 and looks 8?
Yeah. There's a reason you got cancer. You weren't meant to be here. Sorry. And this is God's punishment now.
How many times can
fucking
a guy...
Fucking science.
How many times can a guy come? I can't watch this show. There's got to be... There's a physical limit. I'm almost 50, by the way. Jesus.
In 10 inches?
I feel, I guess, almost guilty.
You should. You're that fucking...
Horse face? Fucking...
You're fucking diseased baby maker?
All I can do is protect her.
Even though I physically can't grow up, I desperately want to be treated like a grown-up.
Oh, I fucking grab all that ponytail that and show you some stuff.
My relationship status is single.
I'm short. Leave me alone.
I attract creeps, and idiots. It is scary to put myself out there, but you have to put some risk in to get happiness.
What
so today
the
I am
fuck?
Going on a blind date.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Stop! He's going to kill her. First time he tries to put the tip of that Louisville slugger in there, it's going to kill her.
Well, you know, Jeff, here's the thing. Some guys walk up and put it in. And some guys put it in and walk up. And that's what that guy's doing, okay?
Throw it in from across the room.
I used to...
Why don't you go snake the toilet, okay, Mo?
My ex's boyfriend before me was a black guy. And I was like, what do you do? Stand in the doorway and throw it at you? And then you did stuff with it and threw it back to him? Or what happened? You know? So she's on a blind date with a black guy.
Yep.
Who, by the way, looks like a creep and a fucking kid toucher.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Oh, you fuck it.
I thought that I was being punked or something at first.
I do desire more.
I fucking... Dude... they go to the blind date. First of all, that black guy's gonna fucking split her in half.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
there's no way her fucking vagina is gonna recover from that.
With that slave bred cock of his, there's no fucking way she comes back.
Fucking singing Swing Low the whole time.
She's gonna have cum on her brain pan. He's going to fucking blow her jaw off of the fucking pussy.
He's going to Kennedy her from the fucking...
He's going to... Robert or John, because it was both to the head, so... There's no fuck... That black guy is going to fuck her to death.
Yeah, fucking kill it.
Oh, my God. There's no way! No, they're not going to answer the real questions. How does the pussy work? If they're not going to answer that question, they got
then
nothing for me.
There's nothing there for you. Nothing.
Oh, my God. That poor bastard right there. He's looking around for the cops.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, here's your free Super Bowl tickets. Come pick them up.
Hi, Shauna. I thought that I was being punked or something at first.
I do desire
desire more independence for my family because I can't go anywhere without them asking questions.
Who are you going to a brewery with? Who's driving? When are you going to be back? Be careful.
I've tried to put my foot down with my parents about doing more independent things. They're going to buy a house.
Look, honey, when you grow up, you'll have some fucking responsibility, okay?
Well, you can't give her a job. She can't do anything.
No. She can't even reach up to swipe fucking canned goods across the scanner at Walmart. Jesus Christ, she can't reach the fucking belt.
You have to have a 6-foot stepladder just to go to work.
Oh my God, what a monstrosity.
It really is God's little mistake.
And then there's going to be like an addition, and that's where I'm going to live.
I don't know if I'm ready to live.
In a shoe? That's the. This is the you backstory of the old lady who lived in the shoe.
No, you know what? It's also the prequel for the fucking Willy Wonka Munchkin fucking.
This is kind of like
how I got my job at Wonka Inc.
Kind of like the origin story of all the clones in Star Wars. This is where all the Oompa Loompas came from.
Oh, yeah, right. If the black guy fucks her, she has twin orange Oompa Loompas. And now you know the rest of the story. They all get a job at Wonka Inc.
He's fucking her going, oh, wee.
Oh, you can't fuck, there's no way to fuck that girl.
Nope.
Unless you're a kid toucher. Yep. You can't fuck, and then she's like, oh, I attract her creeps and assholes. Well, yeah.
Yes.
If you wanted dick in you, that's the only guy that can get hard for you with a conscience.
Yep.
I'd have to be 4 or 5 drinks deep and fucking have to close my eyes, pretend I wasn't fucking my niece. Gross. But the good news is, though,
that average rod of yours, it fucking
you
seemed like
you could ragdoll this fucking girl. I mean, she's fucking, dude,
just toss it around
the room,
fucking
just ragdoll her. Oh, she.
Why are we not playing ragdoll?
Apparently Doug's taking a nap back there.
Come on, Doug.
But you cannot fuck this girl. You could only be a creep and fuck this. There's no way a regular guy can fuck her.
Nope.
Like, normally 22 would be enough to get me hard, but she looks like a fuck. She doesn't look like an 8-year-old.
Yeah, no, she, yeah.
Oh, I mean, and it's, not to mention, by the way, she's got a little bit of the fucking, a little bit of the retard. Like, not all.
Oh,
whole,
no,
like,
she's got that fucking,
yeah,
that whole melty face looking thing going on. Like, you look at her and you're like, something's, you just want to knock on her forehead and go, something's not right in there, is it?
Melt. Well, first of all, she's got a 5.
Let's see if I can shake those chromosomes up a little bit for you.
Like a snow globe.
Hey, let's shake them up again and see where they settle this time.
She's got a 5 head, first of all.
5 head. Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
She's got a lot going. She's got a lot against her.
Bug eyes going on, too. Probably because her fucking eyes grew and her cranium didn't. Either that or that was after she had sex with the black guy.
Dude, you cannot. And I'm sorry I keep going back to this, but you cannot fuck that girl. You can't.
Legally, you can. Can you?
Yeah, I guess. But then, like, the cops show up and you go, why is this little girl?
Can't find anybody's fucking identification and shit.
Yeah,
you're really fucked.
Why is this 8-year-old sitting on your lap, balls deep? Like, you can't. At a point, you have to look down at her. You can close your eyes, but at a certain point, you have to open your eyes and see her, and it's just a kid. I'm being handed a letter right now.
Oh, yes. That's,
Dear TGO Radio, what's wrong with being stuck in an 8-year-old? Sincerely, several priests.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Thank you, fathers.
Too bad Epstein's gone. He'd like this one.
Oh, geez, not. That guy needed to come 10, like, 3 times a day. Right? So, like, that was one of the things in the max. Like, he needed, and he's paying these girls $300 a pop or whatever. Dude, you've got $500 million. You know, you got to fucking pay these girls. Right? And, you know, 3 times a day, get a hobby.
He did. He had one.
Yeah, well.
He had one.
Anyway, go ahead.
But she needs to be let go.
No. Yeah. You have to tell them no.
I'm working on my independence.
People tell me I'm a fun drunk.
What? Yeah. Oh, my. They got her swinging on a pole, and it's like your little girl is swinging around a pole. Oh, my God.
That's funny. People tell me I'm an obnoxious drunk.
I mean, look at her. She's...
I'm working on my independence.
She's got eyes. She's got her eyes. Are...
You're a natural.
Oh, she's twerking. She's got eyes far apart like a carny. She's clearly had some fucking genetic issues. You can't fuck this girl. Oh, my God.
Now there she's getting that tattoo she always wanted.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Was she getting Dora the Explorer on her fucking arm?
Squidward.
And I'm determined to make this year my year to shine.
Good.
Well, yeah, because it's your last year on Earth, because you're going to fucking die any second. With SIDS.
Jesus Christ, for whatever you do, don't fucking lay her on her back to go to sleep.
Don't lay her on her fucking
Jesus
back.
Jesus Christ. SIDS. I'm so mad I didn't think of that.
22-year-old woman has spoken out about the struggle she faces after a rare disease and has left her stuck in the body of an 8-year-old girl for life. I've been told I'm a fun drunk. Look, her eyes are wide up.
She Look at that.
She ought to be assembling fucking carnival rides. That girl's a fucking... You can't fuck that. You cannot fuck that girl.
That's a great fucking picture.
Oh.
Not even a step stool. A goddamn fucking dining room chair.
That's the throne that guy sits on that did that fucking tackle box pussy.
What?
Pussy droppings. You remember the pussy droppings clip? Oh, goddamn it. Don't make me fucking pull it up.
I do not.
Yeah, you do. This clip, this guy going on this little rant here was sitting on a throne.
Oh, yeah.
The haunted pussy?
The haunted pussy,
made my jaw drop many times.
It's girls out there who have let men eat haunted pussy. A haunted pussy is a pussy where she had an abortion.
She has to stand up on her fucking knees to drink out of a margarita straw.
Less than a month ago. And let him eat the pussy.
The pussy.
Knowing that it is cemetery juice dripping out of pussy. Haunted pussies are a problem in this country. A lot of guys have been digesting haunted pussy droppings. And I don't think that's fair. That man deserved to know that a life was yanked out that tackle box. If it's been less than a month.
Tackle box. You know how many times I've referred to pussy as a tackle box in the last 6 months?
That's all I'm trying to say, man. People need to tell the truth. That's right. They got a tackle box. God damn it. There's all kind of hooks, bait, dead fish smell, little lines in there. Hey, a lot of bitches walk around with tackle boxes down there, man. All kind of dead fish heads will be in that pussy if they can look up in that motherfucker. But that don't stop you from liking her. But you deserve to know that you are eating life yank womb. Life yank womb.
Life
is that the official name for aborted pussy?
Wow.
Damn,
man.
Well, oh, okay. Fuck it, y'all.
Fuck it.
Oh, man. Sorry, is that your foot?
Yeah, sorry.
Stretch out. It's all right. I saw a headline on Rolling Stone the other day, and it was Lost Diary of Anthony Bourdain.
What?
Yeah. I didn't read the whole thing. I just kind of scrolled through it. Turns out the last entry was Boy, this belt is tight.
Because he hung himself.
There's a joke I wrote for the show, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sure did, Jeff. He sure did.
Uh-oh. 22-year-old trapped in an 8-year-old body.
Mm-hmm.
Tragic.
I just, and I'm sure if you watch the show, they've got to get into the mechanics of that pussy. I just...
They won't. They'll touch on it a little bit, probably. I mean, but TLC, so...
She can't have a 22-year-old girl's pussy and everything else is 8.
Suppose she has a period and shit and all that?
I don't know. That's just it.
I guess that goes along with the mechanics, huh?
But you can't... I could watch this show, but again, how many times can a guy come in 1 hour? Again. I'm trying to set a world record. No, but I would like to know how the mechanics of it work. I just would like to know how it works.
Huh.
And that's the kind of morbid curiosity that will get people to watch that.
It will.
It'll do really well, but...
Yeah. It'll do well amongst the pedophile and religious crowd. Oof. Which, same people.
That's just the same fucking
group of fucking people.
Man.
God damn, that's good.
Mm. What, that Diet Coke?
Fucking Coke.
That's good, right?
It is.
Should I get some in here for you? You want some in the studio?
Yeah. Zero would be better. Okay. I like the Coke Zero better.
Even the new formula of it?
New formula is okay.
I didn't notice it's, any difference, to be honest with you. But I have the taste. I have the palate of an 8-year-old. I should be dating that. I should be dating that girl because it'd be all Applebee's and fucking McDonald's. You can't get on top of her.
Cheese.
You can't get on top of her. You'd crush her.
Dude, you mentioned like going to Disneyland or a theme park or something. She couldn't ride anything with you.
You can't take her to the movies.
No. You could sneak her into the movies probably in your goddamn purse like a fucking dog. Sorry, this is my emotional support child.
This is your fantasy coming through? Is that what it is?
Get her that fucking matinee kid's price.
That's the first fight she and I would have.
What's that?
Why did you buy me a kid's ticket for the movie? Because I don't need to pay full price because you're a fucking munchkin. Now sing me a song about the Lollipop Guild and shut your face. Let's go to the movies. That would be the first fight.
Buying kids tickets and shit. Yeah, yeah, kids meal.
Yeah, like the first Christmas present would be like, you know, boxes full of Granimals and some shit. And it's like,
you always carry a fucking baggie full of Cheerios in your pocket in case she gets hungry.
Here, eat this.
Got a diaper bag with you.
Eat this, God's mistake.
Listen, honey, I don't know how to tell you this, but God didn't want you. That's why he gave you the cancer. And you had to go and bring science in.
Yeah, I know.
And cure yourself, and now this is what happens when you fuck with the Lord's plan.
Yeah, you could save a fortune dating that girl. Clothes, shoes, food. Like, you could save a fortune.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Movies? There's no way she can eat much.
No.
I mean, this is like a serving, you know? I am holding a cough drop in my hand.
It's small, get it? Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You could always buy those little short cans of soda that they sell now.
Oh, like the 6 ounces?
Just fuckers, yeah.
Your cock would look enormous in her hand.
Oh, yeah.
It would look enormous.
You imagine that she's down there fucking tickling your nuts and shit and grabbing onto your rod. You'd be like, fuck, am I big? Fuck, am I big?
Huge.
God damn, I didn't know that dick was so big.
Dude, if you can get hard for that girl, you're a special kind of dude. Like, you're either needing to fuck kids, or you just have the purest heart, like you can see past all that and fucking just, try to have, like, a regular, you know, sexual relationship with a girl.
How could you? You couldn't.
No.
There's no way. Because it's psychologically, you'd feel like a creep ass every time. She starts taking her fucking clothes off, and you're like, I can't watch this.
You can't 69 with her because there's not enough
She's not distance tall enough,
from her pussy to her fucking mouth.
That's a logistical thing. That's, you know.
Oh. Yikes. I do not know how that happens. God's mistake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, she fucked up. God didn't want her. Gave her the cancer.
The cancer!
And they had to fuck it up with science.
Where it says TLC documentary right there, do me a favor and click through on that. Let me see if that's a link to the show.
Where are you at?
Right, fourth paragraph.
Oh.
You got a screen right in front of you. There you go.
I fucking hate you.
Well.
I'll click it again.
Okay. I was like, are you going to click it or what's that?
I did.
But you did. I'm sure you did.
It's probably going to pop up about 5 or 6 fucking tabs now. Really lock this bitch up.
You didn't put Ubuntu on this?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't.
Is it the same thing? It's a link to the thing. Same trailer we just saw. Yeah, you don't fuck it.
Brain cancer?
My pituitary gland was rendered almost dormant because of the chemotherapy. The doctor told me I was done growing. My bones refused. And
you can't. There's no way.
My height is 3 feet and 10 inches.
Jesus Christ,
there's,
man.
Dude,
look at that.
No, I mean, there's no way you fucked. It seems like it. Not even like. Okay, so let's get past the visual thing and like the emotional stuff. Physically, you probably should not fuck that girl.
Yeah.
But physically. Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
Either that, or I mean, you know, you'd have to be. I mean, we'd fucking kill her. Number one,
yeah.
Poor thing, would suffocate. Get off me, fat ass!
Not till you call me daddy.
Call me grandpa.
Oh, Grandpa Joe. Role play with that girl? No, you couldn't, right? I missed her.
Do me a favor and sing Tomorrow, will you? Call me Daddy.
Call me Daddy. Got some good news for you, Jeff.
Yeah?
Mega church leader.
Joel Osteen?
No.
No?
Who called himself the Son of God, was charged with...
Being awesome.
Well, kinda.
Yeah, what'd he get charged
sex
with?
Sex trafficking.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Can't be.
I know.
No. Not for the religious folk. They're pure.
I know.
A federal grand jury is cracking down on the trafficking of girls and young women.
Finally. Am I right?
Who were allegedly forced into sex under the threat of eternal damnation.
Wait a minute. Can you rewind to the start of that little clip?
Yeah.
Down on the trafficking of girls and young women.
At Brian's house.
Are you kidding me? I don't want any part of a fucking...
Were allegedly forced into sex under the threat of eternal damnation.
The shocking revelation...
Yay, religion.
Yeah. Shocking revelations, Jeff.
It is not shocking.
No,
you
it's not.
Dumb fucking coos.
It's not. It happens all the time. It ceases to be shocking.
And yet you people still go to their fucking churches and give them your fucking money.
Yeah.
It's all part of a Philippines-based church with ties to the islands.
Whoa, Philippines. I mean.
TV4's Tom George went through that indictment. And Tom, this was an elaborate setup.
Yeah, that federal grand jury indictment comes after an investigation into an alleged scheme that spanned over 16 years in several cities across the globe, including right here in Hawaii. Behind this church in Waipahu.
First of all, don't go to a church that looks like it's in a fucking strip mall. That's the first thing I want to tell you. All right, the big, you know, the big brick stone ones are bad enough, but don't go to the, you know, the first Church of 7-Eleven in the fucking strip mall. I got a permits above the motherfucker. I'm looking right at it.
First Church of Golden Dragon. Get you the number one plate on the way out.
The cream of some young guy. Literally.
Yeah, two things. Churches and chiropractors in strip malls, don't go.
Yeah. Well, don't go. Don't fucking go.
Don't go to church.
I used to live in a town that was a church on one block and a bar on the next block throughout the entire town. Both have been keeping people poor in this country for 300 years. Quit fucking going to either one of them. What are you doing?
Who, a dark secret hiding an alleged global sex trafficking ring.
Global sex trafficking.
The leader of the Philippines-based Kingdom of Jesus Christ.
I can't get a LinkedIn going. This guy's running a fucking global sex trafficking ring.
Out of the Philippines.
I mean, you gotta want it.
I mean, out of a fucking grass hut, more than likely.
I don't want anything this bad as this guy wants this global sex trafficking ring.
Paulo Carrion Quiboloy.
The fuck did you call me? I'll come over there.
Claiming to be the son of God, now part of a federal indictment, charged with bringing girls and women to the U.S. and forcing them into sex acts with church leaders using...
Has there ever been a guy that called himself the son of God that's ever been, like, not had some dastardly shit going on the back end?
Ever since the first one.
Right? I just...
Religion and power as a threat.
You know, telling women that they would be eternally damned if they didn't have sex with...
Look, you don't lick the underside of these nuts, you're going to hell, bitch. Okay?
Just put your mouth on them and hum. That's all I'm asking.
Hum the Lord's Prayer.
Whack my mule in your fucking dumb face.
Church leader was literally part of...
Literally?
...the knife at the throat.
This chick talking right now, by the way, her teeth are in business for themselves.
Horse face.
Oh, my God. Horse face.
To these victims.
Give her a sugar cube. Shut up.
Shut up. Salt lick. Hey, you want to lick something salty?
I've got your salt lick right
here.
You want
to lick something salty? I got
cheesy salt lick.
Name of Primus' new album, right?
Right.
Charged his associate Felina Salinas, arrested in Capolay.
Felina Salinas.
Allegedly responsible for getting passports and visas for trafficking victims. Filipino community leader Amy Agbayani says this kind of immigration exploitation from the Philippines to Hawaii is common, and in cases like this, an elaborate scheme.
It's not that.
Right, yes. Almost certainly an elaborate scheme.
Obvious to that they're doing this because they have sophisticated ways of getting documents and hiding what is happening and
this church
is sophisticated. They got a Xerox printer and Photoshop.
This church literally has apartments above it. Like it's like a.
Geez, nothing suspicious going on here at the church.
Been making sure that the victims are isolated and cannot complain.
While these charges,
I want to meet the one girl that's just like, you know, this is all right. I kind of like this. I want to meet the one girl that's like, this is all right. What are you guys complaining about?
Everybody, they bust in the door and break it up, and that one girl's there going, no, I'm good.
No, I'm good, actually.
I'm all right, man. You guys, go ahead. I mean, I know the rest of them want to go, so go ahead. But
I want to meet the one girl that's just like, why are you crying all the time? This is awesome. You get to fuck strangers. They give you a little bit of money. Like, you're not in the Philippines. Like, you're not, you know, in a grass hut anymore. Like... What do you like? I want to meet the girl that's on the bright side of this story. You know? Miss Brightside.
Mrs. Brightside.
I want to meet Brightside in this. Yeah. I don't know what you guys are complaining about. This is all right. I love it here.
Is welcome news for many. Advocates worry it's far from the only case.
Is there's this kind of free-for-all environment for sex trafficking in Hawaii and labor trafficking that we don't talk about.
It's a free-for-all.
The data that I have, there's only been about one trafficker arrested per year.
Bang up job
Felina
there.
Salinas, who was arrested from Kapolei, is due in federal court here on Oahu tomorrow. Meanwhile, the alleged mastermind Quiboloy is still believed to be in the Philippines right now. He also owns properties in Kapolei and Las Vegas. Tom George, KTV4, Island News.
Yeah. Owns lots of properties, Jeff.
Island News. Oh, sorry. You know where I was going there, right?
Yes, I do. I love that song. Pull that song up, would you?
Oh, God. Island Girl?
I like that song a lot.
Is that Elton John, right?
Yeah, I got to...
Might be easier to go over. Yeah.
The Son of God is 71, by the way. This guy.
Oh, the ringleader there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently he's a buddy of...
Gotta be, Epstein, probably?
That dictator in the Philippines.
Oh, Marcos?
That Duterte, or whatever his name is. That guy's... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to meet the one girl that's just like, I don't know what you guys are. This is all right. Like, we got indoor showers and plumbing and, like, I mean, yeah, your hair and stuff gets sticky, but, like,
That's what the indoor shower is for, sweetheart.
I mean, I know this is all right.
Island News coming at you at 6 o'clock.
Why am I laughing at that? I'm more angry
Why
at myself.
Somebody on the islands doesn't have that as a tag, I don't know.
I'm more angry at myself than I am you for that, frankly.
Island News with your hosts. Island News with
Island
music
News.
Brought to you by the Smelly Hawaiians.
And their rolls. What's the word on this song? Is this about a tranny or is this just like a big girl? Do we know like the actual history of this song?
I do not. I couldn't even tell you half the lyrics.
Yeah. So that's like, but like, no girl's 6'3". All right. So, can we find a Wikipedia page or something for that?
There might be.
Well, it says lyrics. My bad, dude. Okay. Meaning, there you go. I mean, it's clearly about a whore, but like, is it a dude or? Song facts. There it is. Wikipedia, right there.
Oh. About a Jamaican prostitute.
Well, yeah, well, we know that, but... I don't know how big Elton John was. I mean, for those of you who don't know, there was a time in this country where if you had a song that was any longer than 3.5 minutes, you were basically told to go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Elton John was big enough, he was putting out 6- and 7-minute songs and stations were playing them. Like, he was like that first cat that kind of broke through. I mean, he was huge.
The lyrics are about a Jamaican prostitute in New York City and a Jamaican man who wants to take her back to Jamaica.
Wow. This is a song if I'm alone I'll listen to 4 or 5 times. It's just so catchy.
You could rewrite this for that fucking cancer victim there and just call it Baby Girl or something.
Oh, God. I gotta be 7 or 8 drinks deep before I can try to get hard for the fucking 8 year old. God. Should you hear yourself?
More disturbing details about the Los Gatos mother accused of hosting alcohol and sex parties for her son and his teenage friends.
Wow.
She's also being investigated for the same...
For being the coolest
for being
mom ever?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's being investigated, all right.
...type of issues and parties in another state. Here's NBC.
Fuck yeah, took that show on the road.
State
what
of
did.
Awesomeness.
Hell yeah.
The Bay Area's Marianne Favreau.
We've just learned when detectives went to Shannon O'Connor's home in Idaho to arrest her for the Los Gatos.
I'm angry I laughed at that, frankly.
Charges. They found 10 underage boys and 2 girls at her home.
Ooh, god damn. 10 underage boys and 2 girls.
Oh boy.
Ooh. Oh, choo-choo, am I right?
You're in trouble, lady. Ooh,
there are some trains being pulled into.
And most had spent the night there.
They fucking ain't right they did.
Took her into custody and put her 2 teen sons in the state's care.
Yeah,
the 47-year-old mother is
47.
Charged with 39 counts here in California.
39 counts?
Yeah, including felony child abuse, sexual assault, and providing alcohol to a minor. According to a complaint filed by the Santa...
Listen, what they do when they get off work is they're... Oh, minor. Oh, like an under... Oh, gotcha.
Providing alcohol to pledges during pledge week.
Clara County
District... Also, 13 counts of being awesome, this chick got...
District Attorney's Office. Beginning in 2020, O'Connor frequently invited teens to join her 14-year-old son at their Los Gatos home to drink and have sex with other intoxicated teens.
You fucking ain't right, she.
Wow. How do you get to be 47 years old and go, hey, I got an idea. I got a really good idea. Let's do this.
Flicking that bean. Watching those young bodies do some stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Flick.
14.
Flick that bean.
Who were often too drunk to put up a fight.
It's the best kind.
Now I'm ready to go, yeah. Take the girl, take the 22-year-old, who looks like an 8-year-old, and get her too drunk to say no, and that's some like a rock then.
It's crazy to think a parent.
Here we got the regular jackoffs. Oh, we're going to interview the regular people on the street. Who just found out about the story eight seconds ago.
Just appalled.
Why?
That's terrible.
Why?
Would do something like that.
Yeah, would do that.
I tell you who, someone cool. That's who. Glenn Brammer, you fucking bulky head cocksucker.
What else can you say? It's nutty.
It's nutty. What can you say, but it's nutty. Yes, those great nuts.
They throw the book at her.
Glenn Brammer is a local parent. He says he's heard rumors for a while about her parties and says O'Connor...
Thanks for speaking up, Glenn.
Glenn is a... He's a benefit to the neighborhood, this fucking guy.
I've heard rumors about this, and I've set up all kinds of surveillance equipment, but I'm still collecting video evidence of what's going on in the home.
Sincerely, the Robert Kraft prosecution.
He says he's heard rumors for a while about her parties and says O'Connor was even known to kids at Fisher Middle School.
She was the mom.
Middle school.
Wow.
That would get a bunch of kids together. Drive him around and stuff.
Prosecutors also say in early October, O'Connor rented this house in Santa Cruz for one of her teen parties. A source with direct knowledge.
Sexy party.
I love this woman.
Tells us O'Connor misrepresented who would be staying at the home. She claimed there would be 4 adults. Instead, surveillance.
Well, yeah, they were fucking the kids, right? Or something? Or jerking off or whatever they were doing. Wow. Circle jerking. There's a cookie. I don't know what. A cracker. I don't know what's going on.
Cameras showed she was the only adult with an estimated 12 teens.
Oh.
The source says the group trashed the house, having a massive food fight, carving...
So hard right now.
That wasn't pudding on the walls. Well, there's all kinds of stuff on the walls. We can only assume it was a massive food fight by all these drunken teens.
Smell like shit, but... Oh, he just,
Named him.
Go on.
Smells like prison and failure.
Yeah, sure does. Ooh.
Furniture and causing an estimated $9,000 in damages. O'Connor is also in trouble with her former employer.
Really? She
Yeah. Who could that be? Party planners.
His felony fraud charges after prosecutors claim she made more than $120,000 in unauthorized charges on a company credit card.
This chick is a fucking party from the ground up, man. This chick gets out of bed looking for the fucking
parties, sex parties, and drinking and sex parties for underage kids, and she's charging it to the company.
And $100,000 in unauthorized charges? This chick is a party getting out of fucking bed in the morning.
Jesus Christ. What a mess.
She wouldn't take you for a long ride, but she'd take you for a fucking ride, this chick,
what
man.
What fucking lawyer's going to take this case?
Hey! Yeah.
Working for local tech company Aruba Networks. Marianne.
Hey, Aruba Networks.
You fucking remind me. I watched fucking Casino the other night it was on.
Yeah.
Fucking, you sounded like Pesci. You could have the fucking food and beverage job.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
Love that scene.
That's the funniest.
Who the fuck are you to go over my head?
I didn't do anything.
What you talking about, Nikki?
He knew what he was fucking talking about. He fucking knew.
Get this through your head.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
Where the fuck you get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head? What people? What people would you think? I wasn't going to find out.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You said.
No. You said I was putting heat on you.
I'm bringing heat on you? I gotta listen to people because of your fucking shit? You're ordering me out? You better get your own fucking army, pal.
I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't know.
I didn't do anything. I mean,
he does kind of have
he
that
really
Travolta
does have that.
Fucking.
I didn't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is the best scene in the movie for me.
Oh, yeah.
You or anybody. I only told Andy Stone that you had a lot of heat on you and that was a problem.
You want me to get out of my own fucking town?
Yeah, I said let the bullshit blow over for a while so I can run the casino. Anything goes wrong with the casino, it's my ass. It's not yours, it's my ass.
I don't know whether you notice or not, but you only have your...
No, I don't know. I don't know whether you notice or not.
Fucking casino because I made that possible. I'm what counts out here. Not your fucking country clubs or your fucking TV shows.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing on TV anyhow?
And what the fuck are you doing on TV?
He says hi.
And what the fuck are you doing on TV anyhow? You know, I get calls from back home every fucking day. They think you went batshit.
I'm only on TV because I got to be able to hang around a casino. You understand that.
You
know that.
Your fucking ass.
On.
You could have had the food and beverage job without going on television. You wanted to go.
Your fucking ass.
Your fucking ass. Your fucking ass.
Fucking Pesci is the best. Goddamn. Your fucking ass.
You could have had the food and beverage job. That's what they're saying to that girl right now. Instead of the fucking... Play, bitch.
Okay. Home every fucking day. They think you went batshit.
I'm only on TV because I got to be able to hang around a casino. You understand that.
You
know that. Come on.
Ass. You could have had the food and beverage job without going on television. You wanted to go on TV.
Yeah, I did want to go on TV. That way I have a forum. I can fight back. I'm known. People see me. They know they can't fuck around with me like they could if I was an unknown. That's right,
you're making
yeah.
a big fucking spectacle of yourself.
Me? I wouldn't even be in this situation if it wasn't for you. You brought down so much fucking heat on me. I mean, every time I meet somebody here, the big question is, do I know you?
Oh, sure. And now you want to blame your fucking license on me.
No, Nikki, when you asked me if you could come out here, what did I tell you? I mean, you asked me, and I knew you were going to come out no matter what I said, but what did I tell you? Do you remember what I told you?
Back
do you
up,
remember
back
what
up
I told
back
you?
Up. 1 minute here. 1 minute. I asked you, when the fuck did I ever ask you if I could come out here? Get this through your head, you.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, you, personally, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass.
Take a piece of your Jew
ass. Your fucking warrant. Don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Tangiers Hotel proudly presents the all-new Sam Rothstein Show. Aces High!
Aces High!
Tonight, taped live from the all-new sportsbook, we present the premiere showing of Aces High!
Aces High!
With the Sasha Semenov Orchestra and the Sam Rothstein Dancers.
the Sam Rothstein dancers.
Yes.
Wow.
Mr. Rothstein is a professional gambler and the best football handicapper in America. A man who will...
Aces high.
Take you inside the real Las Vegas as no one has ever done before.
Huh?
And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Did you tour the Mob Museum when you were in Vegas last?
Yes.
That Rothstein shit is all over that fucking place.
Well, the first time I was there, we didn't do the Mob Museum, but we took that mob tour.
Yeah, right.
That
took you around
to the house where they filmed.
Yeah.
Where they landed the airplane and shit. Yeah. And to where Rothstein's
where the car exploded.
Car was blown up. Yeah. Yeah, it was neat.
Yeah.
And I think even because that bank is nearby that Sharon Stone drove to get the fucking money and the jewels and shit. Yeah. Yep.
I like that movie, but it's 3 hours and it doesn't need to be 3 hours.
You know, I've been catching it on, because I'm paying for Showtime right now to get Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been running it on Showtime. So I'm catching it here like halfway through, which is just perfect for that, you know?
Yeah. Here's the update on the coolest mom in America story.
It's from the San Jose courthouse with new information on her possible motive. Robert.
What? Wait a minute. Was this a mystery?
I think the motive was kind of clear.
Oh, milky white.
Trying to flick that bean.
Well, there are.
Why is there 3 second delay? Why? I don't even have the energy to yell about this anymore, but why is there that kind of a delay?
Well, there are just a slew of charges and potentially more on the way. And details of some of the accusations are graphic.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping on.
Uh-oh.
Gotta get some blood flowing in my fucking...
47-year-old Shannon O'Connor, also known to some as Shannon Bruga, sat quietly in court as she was charged with 39 counts, including child endangerment, sexual battery, annoying or molesting a child, and providing...
Annoying?
Wait a minute.
Annoying a child? Did I hear that right?
You can be brought up on charges for annoying a child. How about children annoying adults?
Dude, if that's true, I ought to be on death row.
Including child endangerment, sexual battery, annoying or molesting a child.
How is annoying and molesting in the same group of that?
Don't know.
Huh. And providing alcohol to minors. The alleged crimes happened here, but she was arrested.
Again, once they get out of the... I don't see the problem here. Once they get out of the mines, if they want to drink, it's their business.
Once they get out of the mines.
Hold on, I'm being handed something. Doug's handing me a piece of
paper. Yeah, what's that?
Oh, sorry. Different minor.
What's this fucking broad's name? Carol O'Connor or something like that?
Captain Personality is what I call the coolest mom in America is named... wait till you see her picture. She's everything you expect.
Yeah, that's...
Shannon O'Connor or Shannon Bruga. Yeah, there she is. Yep, that's her right there. Right there. She's everything you want.
Oof.
Yep.
She looks like... Can I do that?
Looks like my son's mother.
...in Idaho and is under investigation for her activities involving teens there as well.
Fucking A, right she is. Idaho and fucking California?
Wow.
Hell yeah.
O'Connor is being held without bail. District Attorney Jeff Rosen bristled at the...
Jeff Rosen, goddamn it! I sue everyone.
Description some have given, calling her a cool mom.
Hell yeah, she was a fucking cool mom. Yes.
Parties for her son and other underage teens.
There's nothing cool about getting teenage children.
Said the square. Of course there is. It's nothing but cool, you...
Drunk to then commit sexual assaults on one another.
Rosen also said he couldn't go into detail yet, but didn't limit her motive of sexual gratification as simply voyeuristic.
Sexual gratification can include voyeuristic, as you said, as well as actual participation. Both would be included in sexual gratification.
Get that nut!
NBC Bay Area legal analyst Stephen Clark says that...
The Stephen Clark?
Yep.
that could escalate things.
The child endangerment in and of itself is very serious. But if there was evidence that she somehow was involved in sexual assault of a minor, that takes us to a whole new level. And I think that's why the DA, for the time being, is saying she needs to remain in custody.
Yeah, she does at my house. She knows how to party. How long, though, how long before it gets? I mean, all kidding aside, but like you hang with that chick and then it's what, an hour? 2 hours, and you're just like, all right, yeah. Shannon, just find somewhere. If I get you a pack of smokes and cab fare, when you get the fuck out of my house, like, you know, I can get you an Uber back to your fucking kid, back to your kid fuck palace. But get the, like, you know, she just... You know she's a fucking mess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah.
And there is more. O'Connor is also expected to face fraud charges for allegedly embezzling hundreds of thousands of
hundreds
dollars
of
from
thousands.
A former employer. Coming up at 6, we'll also have details of investigations launched by the Los Gatos School District when the rumors first surfaced. O'Connor is scheduled to enter a plea here on December 17th.
Wow.
She's a fucking party, man.
Holy shit.
Ooh. Yes, wow. Sir. I don't even know if I have the strength to get into it right now, but here's a story about a woman who is 48, and she went to college as her 22-year-old daughter, like stole her identity.
Seems like I heard something
And
about
no
this.
One figured this out.
No kidding. She's 48.
Yeah.
And went to school as her 22. Two-year-old.
48-year-old Missouri woman has pleaded guilty to living 2 years as her estranged daughter, who was in her 20s, and embezzling more than $255,000 in Social Security fraud. Okay.
So you know what would be awesome is if you threw the other girl into this family, then you could have the 48-year-old mother pretending to be the 22-year-old. You could have the 22-year-old pretending to be the 8-year-old younger sister. Nothing on that?
Well, I have her picture here. And no one's mistaken this woman for 22 years old.
Do we need to look
okay.
this up?
Oh, no, I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Laura Oglesby will spend 5 years in prison without parole and, in part of her plea agreement, will pay $17,251 to the university, as well as restitution to her daughter, Lauren Ashley Hayes, for identity theft. Obtained a Social Security card in the name of her daughter, who was 22 at the time, and got a Missouri driver's license, U.S. Attorney's Office. The next year, she used the card to enroll at Southwest Baptist University in Missouri, applying for and receiving financial aid to attend.
Jesus.
She had 22-year-old boyfriends. Okay, right? With a job at the city library and boyfriends who believed she was 22 years old. That pig, no one is falling for her as a 22-year-old.
No way.
Fucking no one is falling for that.
Nope. Well, somebody did.
That shit comes to you, and you know what? The first words that don't come out of your mouth are, oh, she's 22. No, she's not.
First word, hey, what's up, Grandma?
Oh.
Here to pick up your kids? Wow. Huh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I'd like to see a picture of her daughter.
Yeah, me too. Unnamed patient told doctors that he slipped and fell on a 16-centimeter by 6-centimeter armor-piercing projectile taken from his private arsenal of military collectibles. Now.
What?
Yeah. Here's what happened. He stuck it in his ass. and then couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
And went to the hospital.
And said, I slipped.
And pulled the old I slipped and fell deal. What I don't understand is, leave yourself alone. Why not just fucking say, look, you know, I was getting a little adventurous and some. They always say they slipped and fell.
Oh, yeah, slipped and fell, yeah.
But no one believes.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's the projectile right there. That's the thing. It's next to the guy's hand in the plastic bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that doesn't just accidentally slip up into your asshole. Biff.
It's going to be, for next year, that's going to be a new out-of-context audio. We may start next season with that.
It doesn't just accidentally slip into you.
Just saying. It slipped and... I slipped and fell and it went in my ass. It's not... Don't do that.
As I slipped and fell and my arms were flailing, it knocked a jar of Vaseline off onto the floor, which happened to coat the bullet, and then just by all miracles, the bullet ended up in my asshole.
17 times.
17 times.
Dude, that's a mortar. Just fucking behave. What are you doing?
Okay, here's the thing. If you want to jam shit up your asshole, whatever. Why are you putting military relics in your fucking butt? Why? God. You can go on Amazon and buy all kinds of neat, fun little toys, I've heard.
I may have one in my ass right now.
It's at home.
Sitting at work the other day, and I was explaining to... this girl I work with about how, you know, well, you know, I had this hip surgery years ago and now my one leg is a little bit shorter than my other leg. And if you wonder why sometimes I walk funny, that's the reason. And I keep things in my ass. So, just saying, you know.
And I'm keistering a Hot Wheels car right now.
Thank you for saying keistering. I fucking love that. Keistering. 57 millimeter shell he had in his ace. His asshole.
Boy, his boyfriend sticks his dick up in there. He's in for a surprise, isn't he? That thing fires off.
I've had a couple girlfriends where... you know. Let's just say I was competing for space.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's just say... She'd get mad if she heard that.
I bet.
Pussy was good. It's just, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Had a lot of tenants, did it?
Well, you know, I don't want to...
Was it rented out by the hour, week? What was it?
You ever see that video of, you know, like the picture of like the one little blonde white girl and like the five black guys standing by on the couch? It's kind of what it was like.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I can't compete with that.
No.
That pussy's been to Vietnam. I can't fucking compete with that. You know?
No. No, you cannot. No, not with that average white fucking rod.
I'm tapping her cervix going, can you even feel this? Well, she'd be mad if she heard this right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tapping her cervix. It was a cervix station.
Fill her up?
As often as I could.
Oh, shit.
Alrighty. Listen, let's say goodbye here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cut, take a piss, and...
And we will be back with a whole new show next week for New Year's.
On?
Oh, I thought you were going to fart. The last fart of the year.
On TGA. I ain't got any... If I do, I'll shit.
Nice.
Man, ain't happening.
Nice.
No.
Have to have those toggles fight their way out? That Taco Bell?
It takes a little while.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sit in there and simmer for a bit.
Simmer. Ooh, I like when things simmer. Ooh, simmering. On TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.